This podcast is sponsored by Pooks.ai. Dive into a revolutionary reading experience with personalized ebooks and audiobooks, tailored just for you. Discover your next favorite book at Pooks.ai for free. That's Pooks.ai.
Revolutionize your learning with Study Mind Maps. Discover how Study Mind Maps can transform learning by enhancing memory and organization. Explore practical tips and AI-driven strategies. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of AI Personalized Learning, a new era in education. Today, we're going to chat about something that could seriously change the way you approach learning, Study Mind Maps. Imagine having a tool that helps you organize information in a way that's almost like painting a picture in your mind. Sounds intriguing, right? So, what exactly is a mind map? Well, it's essentially a visual representation of information. Picture a tree with branches that extend outwards. The main topic is the trunk, and each branch represents a different subtopic. This setup makes it incredibly easy to see how ideas connect, which can be a game changer for understanding and remembering material. Mind maps are not just for those artsy types who love to doodle. They're for everyone. Whether you're a student, a professional, or just someone who loves to learn, mind maps can help you absorb and retain information more efficiently. They work by engaging both sides of your brain, the logical and the creative, making your study sessions more effective. Step 1, centralize your main idea. Start by placing your main topic at the center of your page. This is your trunk, remember? It keeps everything grounded and organized. For example, if you're studying biology, biology would be your central idea. Step 2, branch out. From your central idea, draw branches for each subtopic. In our biology example, you could have branches for cell structure, genetics, and evolution. The key here is to keep it simple and clear. Step 3, add details. Now, add smaller branches to these subtopics with key points or facts. This could include definitions, important dates, or even questions you might have. The more you personalize it, the better it will work for you. Step 4, use colors and images. Don't shy away from using different colors or small doodles. Colors help differentiate ideas and make the map more engaging. Images can serve as memory triggers, making it easier to recall information later on. One of the coolest things about mind maps is how they enhance memory retention. By visualizing information, you're more likely to remember it later. It's like creating a mental picture that you can revisit whenever you need to. Plus, mind maps are super flexible. You can add or remove branches as you go, making them a perfect fit for your personal learning environment. Now, you might be wondering how AI fits into all of this. Well, AI-driven tools can make creating mind maps even easier. They can help you organize information more systematically, suggest connections you might not have considered, and even generate mind maps based on your notes or lectures. This is personalized education at its finest. Speaking of personalized learning, have you heard about Pooks.ai? It's a fantastic tool that helps you create your personalized book for free. Imagine having a resource tailored specifically to your learning needs. It's definitely worth checking out. So, next time you're preparing for a test or trying to learn something new, give mind maps a shot. They could be the key to unlocking your full learning potential. And with tools like Pooks.ai, the possibilities are endless. That's all for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, learning should be as unique as you are. Keep exploring, keep learning, and we'll catch you next time on AI Personalized Learning, a new era in education.